Happy Friday, KMA Land. It's Double X Factor time. I'm Sandy, and I'm here to close out the week on our topic of feeling seen. The feeling of being unseen can lead to some pretty difficult emotions. As I mentioned here on Wednesday, it goes all the way back to our primitive brain. Being unseen could lead to death in tribal days in the human evolution. Causing others to feel seen really couldn't be simpler. It's ask questions and listen to the answers. Let your tone of the questions be curiosity, not interrogation. That's really all it boils down to. Now, as for our own role in feeling seen, it does require courage to be vulnerable and let that in. If we have spent a lifetime on that treadmill of trying to get love, validation, acceptance through performing or appearance or things that aren't our true identity, getting off that path can be a real challenge. We've established that being seen is a natural human need, and it's certainly not wrong to want that. We all do. What might be interesting to investigate is if you actually see yourself. Do you validate your feelings and emotions as they come up, or do you try to numb them or shove them down? Do you stay true to yourself, or does people-pleasing feel less uncomfortable? Feeling seen is to feel fully accepted, just as we are. It's complete acknowledgement and love. So if we apply the concept that life is a mirror, reflecting back to us our relationship with ourselves, if we're feeling unseen by others, it might be worth a look within to see if we're accepting, acknowledging, and loving ourselves completely, just as we are. You may have heard women mention the idea of feeling unseen as they age, or the invisibility of the middle-aged woman. I'm sure men experience this too. But yet there's a statistic out there that says 8 out of 10 women over the age of 50 feel they are invisible to the opposite sex. Now, my two cents on this would be that feeling unseen has a lot more to do with our outlook on life than our physical appearance or age. When you're emotionally fulfilled, you are much more visible to the world. What Spencer and I offer up here each weekday are actually tips and tools to help you on the path to visibility, to being seen and heard, not only by others, but hearing your own song within you. From my personal experience, I've been in relationships where I felt very unseen. And in hindsight, I also see that I spent a lot of energy trying to be what the other person wanted me to be, and I basically betrayed myself to do so. When you aren't being your true self, is it any wonder that others can't see you? When we're disconnected from ourselves, we aren't seeing ourselves. And is it any wonder then that personal boundaries would be challenging if you're disconnected from who you truly are? To feel truly seen, I encourage you to look within. Get okay with what you find. All of it. Just as it is. You'll be amazed at what starts to happen. Now, Spencer and I will return again next week with an all-new topic. We'll chat with you later.